I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is the family meal. This is believers in Jesus gathering together, celebrating the gospel. Because this, what we have here, bread and juice, it's pointers to the good news. It's pointers to the gospel that Jesus, God from all eternity, became real human flesh and blood so that as a real physical, tangible, touchable human, continuing to be who he always was, fully God, now united with perfect humanity, that perfect sinless flesh could be nailed to a cross, that perfect blood could gush out, be poured out in death as the perfect sacrifice for my sins. The blood that washes me clean makes me new in God's presence so I could enjoy relationship with him and restored relationship with one another. Not relationship where I use you to get ahead, but no, to say, I consider you more important than myself. How can I come under and alongside and with you to serve you, to encourage you, to follow Jesus, to be who you were created to be, to grow in your relationship with God? This is how he created us, and we celebrate this kind of unity as we mutually love and submit and encourage one another. As you receive, if you're a believer in Jesus, as you serve bread and juice, hold those in your hands and reflect on the body, the unity that we have, the body of Jesus that was given for you, and the body of Jesus that we become when we believe in him, as we are united to him through faith, and we become members. Fingers, toes, hands, nose of Jesus, walking out and living out Jesus in our community, in our world. Reflect on who you are and whose you are. Once we've all been served, we'll receive and celebrate together as the body. Jesus, thank you for your body broken, your blood poured out on the cross to purchase your prized possession. Blood bought saints, once sinners, now washed clean, enjoying fellowship, relationship with you, and relationship with one another in your body, your community created at the cross. What a treasure we've been given. Help us to treasure together the gospel and to live lives consistent with us. Give us help by your Holy Spirit because we desperately need it. Thank you, Jesus. His body broken for you. Take, eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, make us new. Drink.